Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:15 now. We're going to talk about the Mid-Barrett area sediment diversion, as we have extensively. Christy Trail joins us, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy, to get her take on it. Good morning, Christy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I don't know. I'm going to tell you what. We've done extensive conversations with you, with Simone Malaz. We've talked with Billy Nungesser. We've talked with Keith Hinckley. All I want is what's best for the state. I don't want politics to get involved with science. So with all of that said, please give me your take, or maybe we should just take a step back and refresh where we stand with the Mid-Barrett area sediment diversion. Then we'll talk about your thoughts on it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I appreciate your kind of intro there, because I also want what's best for the state, and I know you do too.
Yep.
We're both lifelong residents
Yep.
here, and we want to continue to live here and have the next generation continue to live here.
Yep.
So I am a regular listener to your show, as you likely know.
I didn't know that, but I take that as a compliment. Thank you, Christy.
Absolutely. It's great. So, and last week you did cover this topic pretty extensively, which I appreciate. But I did hear from one of your folks that you had on last week, there was a little bit of misinformation that came out. And so it just prompted me to want to call in and see if I could just also share some information. And what I heard last week is some misinformation.
Have at it, please.
And I think the bottom line is just, you know, big question of how much do we here in Louisiana and the constituents and the voters, how much do we value science and engineering? You know, I see a lot in the news about science and engineering and the value of that, and the folks that have graduated from our fine universities here in Louisiana that work for the state of Louisiana have been working on coastal restoration for decades, and to see the work that the workers of Louisiana and graduates of our universities have worked on for decades just tossed out the window, and a project is now being proposed in Plaquemines Parish, and I'm just not really sure where the public input on those projects has come from. We heard the parish president talk about some new ideas with the land bridge and some dredging projects. Okay, where was the public input on that? What scientists and engineers worked on those projects and put those plans together?
Wait, are you talking about Spanish Pass, or what are you talking about?
No, for the Mid-Barrett area sediment diversion, what we heard is that there's some alternatives now proposed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which would include a smaller scale diversion, a land bridge, and some dredging to replace the project, what has been designed for decades as the Mid-Barrett area sediment diversion. And so I guess my biggest question is, where's the science and engineering behind that?
Do you know the genesis of the plan at all, where it came from?
No, and I think that's probably my biggest question is just looking back at the history of a lot of the projects all around the state. And, I mean, this is not just even for coastal restoration. When you look at things like new proposed bridges, that there is a significant amount of public input that goes into those, right? There are public meetings, public comment periods. You can send in letters. You can send emails. You can talk with your legislators. You can really understand a lot of the genesis of them so that you feel like your voice is heard. But hearing that there's now an alternative proposed to the Mid-Barrie-Terre sediment diversion, my biggest question is, where was the public input on designing this alternative?
And unless I'm wrong, are details out about that alternative plan, or is it just a big frame? I'm a big idea guy, Christy, and then people fill it in. But is that what, and I'm not trying to make light of this at all, but is that what this is? It's just, hey, how about if we this, and then we'll kind of backfill it with later on with the details? Is that what you're saying?
That's what it feels like from my perspective. I will tell you and all of your listeners listening that there is a meeting Wednesday in Baton Rouge. The CPRA has a board meeting. Those are open to the public always. And that's on Wednesday morning up in Baton Rouge. And so myself, I'm planning to attend that meeting and hear maybe the state and the parish can share a little bit of the details of this new proposed plan.
From what you know of it, what are your biggest concerns? Or do you know enough about it other than, well, it's something different, but that doesn't make it better or workable?
Yeah, I guess, you know, again, I kind of go back to the science and engineering, right? The Mid-Barrie-Terre sediment diversion, having been studied for decades, has been proven to be a way to build sustainable land. Spanish Pass also is a great project, 1,500 acres. I was also out there for the, you know, ribbon cutting. Very exciting, beautiful area. You can drive on it. The difference is it's not sustainable, and there's no reason.
Wait, hang on right there, Christy. Hang on. I got to take a break for traffic, and I want to pick it up right there because the sustainability is everything when it comes to land being created and driving a truck out in the middle of what is. And that's what Keith Hinckley told me, and he sent me a screenshot of it, of what appears on the map to be water. And I saw that, you know, a lot of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority, that Spanish Pass was their project, right? But I want to talk about sustainability of it and dredging, et cetera, when we return. 821. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Christy Trail, Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy, about the Mid-Barrie-Terre sediment.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Version and what alternative plan is being presented. Traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Christy Trail, the Executive Director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy, talking about the Mid-Barrie-Terre sediment diversion. Now, Keith Hinckley was on last week, president of Plaquemines Parish, talking about Spanish Pass, which was a land creation effort by, correct me if I'm wrong, Christy, the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority. But you're saying that, correct me if I'm wrong, well, tell me what you're saying. Hell, that'd be the easier way, huh?
I'll tell you what I'm saying.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Just to be clear, this discussion is not an either or, dredging or the diversion. It is both. There is no reason we cannot do both. And so to hear that, you know, one is better than the other is really, it's a false argument because the state is spending a lot of dollars on dredging and it's doing great projects such as Spanish Pass. You know, the parish president said, I drove my truck on land created near Spanish Pass. It was formerly open water. He's exactly correct. It created 2 square miles of land. Okay. And you can drive on it. It's beautiful. You look on a map today, the land is there. That cost $100 million. If you were to do dredging to create the amount of land that Mid-Barrie-Terre sediment diversion will build, that will cost $5 billion, and it will need to be redone in 20 years because we have subsidence here. That's just what happens in a deltaic plain where we live. The land will sink. We know that. We see that on the streets all throughout our region. So, you know, that dredging, yes, while it is there today, it is going to sink. And couple that with sea level rise, it's going to have to be redone. The Mid-Barrie-Terre sediment diversion creates a method where we use the river as a tool. It's our greatest resource to build and sustain land building, and that's what's so valuable. The other key point is we have this money that was given to us a result of a tragedy of the Deepwater Horizon spill, but it is 100% Deepwater Horizon settlement dollars going towards Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. There are zero state dollars going into this project. It is 100% fully funded. The dollars are sitting there in a bank ready to be used for this project. And the state is now stepping away from that, a loss of over 11,000 jobs that could be used to create this project, and just sitting on it, and wants to start all over and redo it with no public input.
So when it comes to, you said, if they were going to dredge it only to create what they did with in Spanish Pass along the scope of Mississippi River, Mid-Barataria sediment diversion would be $5 billion. The Mid-Barataria sediment diversion is set at what? What's the price on
$2.9 billion.
$2.9 billion. And is the money there or not, Christy? Or is there a shortfall that somebody predicted or anybody predicted?
The money is there. It is a fixed cost contract. We have lots of fixed cost contracts around the state. That means the contractor absorbs the overages. So, you know, we see this on projects even for roads. You know, if the contractors, the Bell Chase Bridge, for example, if the contractor, you know, has some delays and encounters some issues, the contractor pays those overages. It doesn't come out of the state's coffers. None of this money is coming out of the state's coffers. So
they would have to ask for and get a changeover approved, correct? A change order approved,
right.
Correct? Yeah.
But the fact that the state has delayed this project, that's not the contractor's fault. Now it's on the state's hook because they have created this delay issue for no reason.
Christy Trail is a professional engineer and executive director of the Pontchartrain Conservancy. I appreciate your time, Christy. I really do. What about the proposed project on a smaller scale? I know sometimes compromise, you can't compromise science and physics and engineering and all that. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, again, Tommy, what is really missing here is that public input piece. So trying to understand the basis for a smaller diversion when we know that the one that's designed and approved was studied and input was done from all around the state, not just one parish, all around the state, because this impacts all of Southeast Louisiana. So just trying to understand the basis for that, I don't know what it is.
Christy, thank you. I appreciate you listening. I really do, and I appreciate you taking the time. We'll continue to talk about it throughout the future. Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, very important. We'll talk about the future of construction and tariffs and what effect they could have with Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans, when we come back. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.